What's up, everybody? Let's try that again. What's up, everybody? Today, the moment it hits you that, holy cow, I can make a living off of my online business, off of my course, my coaching, my mastermind, my physical product, my software business, whatever it is. The moment you realize, oh my God, I can actually make a living off of this, that moment is a big deal. It's a big moment. I'm going to share what that moment was for me, and I invite you share in the comments what that moment was for you. This came about originally it was like I was having a conversation with one of my friends. His name is Kenneth, and he was talking about how the moment that he realized that he could make a living selling his courses and books and whatnot online. And I was like, dude, I remember that moment for me. It inspired me to be like, oh, everybody has that moment, right? Everybody with a successful online business, they have that moment. And I was like, let's start sharing those moments because it's really inspirational to others to hear, oh my God, this happened. And the emotional journey, the inner transformation that happens that moment that you realize, oh my God, I never have to take a job again. So here's what that moment, what that was like for me. So it was in 2008, and I'd been self-employed for years. I'd been in business for years. I started my own company as an adult in 2002. February 11, 2002 is the incorporation date. So I actually made money as a kid in school from selling software. So I was making money at a pretty early age, but it wasn't consistent. And then in 2002, I started a software company as an adult. And the goal was always to do product, but doing product was so difficult for me. It was really hard compared to doing consulting or freelance work or, you know, work for hire. And so I ended up, the goal was to, you know, make money from work for hire and then use that money to build product, which I eventually succeeded at. All right, that'll get us into the story in a minute. But I tried to do that. So I make enough money doing freelance work that I can kind of buy back half of my time to actually work on a product. I tried that and it didn't work. For many years, I tried all kinds of different products. I thought maybe it's like me that's wrong because I've had this thing of like, I'm wrong my whole life. So maybe it's me. Maybe if I hook up with someone who has that success sauce, they will make it successful. Did not work. Fun fact, there is no success sauce and you are not wrong. And you have the seeds of success within you. You don't need another person that you can kind of hitch your wagon to. But I thought that's what I thought I needed to do. So fast forward to 2008, that's when I had gone through a personal transformation and, you know, coaching and therapy, psychotherapy and spiritual teacher and body therapy and all these things. And I was like, I my purpose in life had landed for me that I'm here to integrate spirituality and entrepreneurship. Everything I'd learned on that personal spiritual growth journey was super relevant to any entrepreneur that I knew, that I, like, obviously with the one I was, but also every single entrepreneur that I knew. I was like, I need to learn this. And so, sorry, I need to teach this to other people. But how? Right? I was like, well, I guess I need to run like seminars, workshops. I'd never done any of those things. I didn't know anything about that. I'd never go to, I think I'd probably been to some conferences, like tech conferences, but it's like, it was always weird. I didn't love that. So I didn't know. I didn't go to seminars and workshops and like personal growth stuff. I didn't go to any of that stuff. I didn't know that world existed really. I think it's more of an American thing than a Denmark thing. So anyway, so I was like, I need to teach this stuff. And finally, so that's what led me into online marketing and learning about online courses. And I was like, this is great. I can do that. And so I set out to try to do that. And I was so scared. I had so many fears. I was like, oh, it needs to be perfect. And what if someone criticizes it? And what if someone knows better than me about some topic and all these things? And I don't know where to start. Like, so it took me forever and ever and ever, being like months, to actually put anything together. And then finally, towards the end of the year, in the final 2 weeks of the year 2008, I was just like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to make something happen between now and the new year. and I follow Jeff Walker's product launch formula exactly. And I was just like, I'm just going to freaking go make this happen. I'm going to do the steps and do all the things and I'm going to sell it. And I did. And I think we had the official cart open literally on like Christmas Day. And then we had cart close a week after on New Year's Eve. And then that one week span, I made, how much money did I make? I made, I'm going to say around $10,000. I'm going to go, it was all in Danish kroner. So I have to go back and look at what that amount was. But I made something like 10,000. And up until that point, I was doing freelance programming work and I had so much pain in my arms and my necks and my shoulder that like there are days where I could barely type. I felt like there are these little like floaters in my eyes and I was like so terrified that at some point I would be unable to type on the keyboard and like see the screen properly and I wouldn't be able to make any money because this was the only way I knew how to make money. So imagine how revolutionary it was for me that I could sit there, I could record some stuff. I hadn't recorded anything yet, right? Always sell your stuff before you make it so that you can only make it if you know it sells and only make it and make it with the people who are buying it so they can tell you what exactly they want. But imagine the pain that or the situation I was in, being so scared that I wouldn't be able to make a living. And then all of a sudden I made 10 grand in a week. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like this, I can make a living doing this. And before that, in order to force myself to do that, I'd actually put a stake in the ground and said, hey, I'm not going to sell another hour of my time as a programmer ever again. I'm going to make this work. And for me, having that, like my back against the wall and this has to work, I'm not advocating for that necessarily. Well, I can't, because it's always been what works for me. My back against the wall. I think it's human nature that we don't really want to move unless we have to. We don't want to grow unless we have to. So putting yourself into that situation where you have to grow, you have to make this work, can be extremely powerful. And so that's what happened for me. I was like, I'm not going to make it, sell another hour of my time as a programmer. I'm going to make this work. And boom, there it was, like $10,000 in a week. I was like, great. We're now I'm in business. Now I just need to keep doing this and keep making it better. And that moment was just absolutely incredible and remarkable. I still remember that feeling. It was like, whoa. Like, this shit works, right? So whatever that is for you, if you haven't had that moment yet, know that it's there for you. It's there in your future. You can absolutely have that moment. If you have had that moment, like, you know what I'm talking about. If you have had that moment, go share it. Like, record a video for me where you talk about it. I want to hear you talk about it. Share in the comments here. I want to hear about what was that moment like for you. Because it's a big deal. It's a big deal. What ended up happening next was like, this is amazing. I went to an event. What was that? I forget. You know what? So yeah, Yannick Silver was doing an event called Underground. It was in DC. It was in 2009. And it was in February or something. I was like, I want to go. And so I was like, what is an offer that I can come up with that will pay me enough for flights and hotel and ticket to the event and like a couple months of just ordinary rent and ordinary expenses, living expenses, so that I can go to this event. And I came up with the idea of a mastermind. So we're going to do a mastermind. I looked at our dining table in our house. I was like, okay, we can fit 10 people. It's going to be me, my wife who's also doing business, and then we can have 8 people. And so I went to my two of my good friends in the industry who are also very early on that online marketing game, Mette and Pernilla, and they were like, hey, we love this. We want to be part of your mastermind. Because I was like, I was consuming all these courses and teaching this stuff, and they were loving it. And they were doing their own, taking their own classes and courses and teaching that stuff. And so they were like, we want in. can we get in without paying if we promote it for you? I'm like, yeah, because I didn't have much of an audience, but they did. They'd been done really well building audience. And so they promoted it. And then we had 6 seats to sell. And between that Saturday when I came up with it, and then the Tuesday when I had said the deadline. So it was on the week, the Tuesday, the tickets for the events was going to go up. And so I was like, I need to know by Tuesday if this is going to work. And so I came up with the idea on a Saturday and I gave myself a deadline in 4 days, right? I was like, okay, I'm going to send out an email today telling people to look out for this thing. And tomorrow I'm going to give them more details. And then Monday I'm going to take applications. And then Tuesday I'm going to close cart. And by Tuesday night, I had 6 applications. They had put a deposit in, and like people were super excited. They wanted in. The event was a hit. It was sold out. And then it gave me, because this was in February or like late January or something, it gave me, and with the first mastermind event was in April. So it gave me a couple months to get used to the idea of actually teaching live in a room. I was terrified of that. At the time, I was so scared, like imposter. What if someone looks at me funny? What if they don't like me? Like, I was so terrified of that, but I made it happen. And that feeling of like, holy crap, this worked too. I can do this. It was amazing. Such a great feeling. And then actually being in the room with people felt freaking amazing as well. Like, it was really, you know, I was making a difference in people's lives and they loved it. It was so inspirational to them. It was a great freaking experience. So that was my second big aha moment. And the third was, then I started building Simplero that year as well. Officially first commit to the code base is from May 11, 2009. And it took a few years to just build up the revenue base. In the first, I think the first year and a half, I didn't charge anyone anything to use it. I told him eventually I'm going to start charging for this thing, but for now, just use it for free. And people would, you know, set up. I'd set them up. I'd help them get started. And then it wasn't until late 2010 that I started charging people a little bit. And then at one point, we in 2012, I moved to India, where living expenses obviously are way cheaper than they are here in New York City and as well as in Denmark. And there was a moment there where we were making enough money on recurring revenue from Simplero to pay for all of my living expenses. And that feeling I remember very strongly too was just incredible, right? It was just holy crap. Like, because recurring revenue is a whole different game. Recurring revenue, when you know your stick rate, you know you have something that's sticky, people want to stay around for a long time, and you can kind of see people coming in, and you lose some every month, but you have more people coming in that you lose every more month, or at least you have the same coming in every month that you lose, then you know you're good, right? Like, you can just keep riding that thing for a long time. And so getting recurring revenue, that is a game changer. So there's like that moment of your first online thing that actually makes a dollar. Then there's the one that makes actually money, like rent money. And then there's the moment where you get hit recurring revenue. Right? And those are recurring revenue enough to hit, to cover your daily living expenses, right? When you hit recurring revenue to a level that it pays for your living expenses, that's just incredible. And so that is the moment. I want every one of you guys to have those experiences, those moments. The daily, the moment where you're like, I made money online. And the moment where you're like, damn, I made real money online. And the moment that you're like, God, I can make, like, this recurring revenue can pay for my living expenses from here and to eternity. Those are crucial moments that I want everybody in my audience to have. And so if you don't have a subscription product, if you don't have a membership, go get a membership. You need to get a membership. You need to have something that with recurring revenue that people can pay you for on an ongoing basis. So if you're not currently on my email list, go to Simplero.com, sign up for a trial, check out Simplero. I'm going to make an offer there. We're going to do a workshop that gets you going with your membership in 2 days. Like, get your membership up and running in 2 days. We're going to do that in the next couple of weeks. So get Sysomplero, start your trial, take a look around, get familiar with it. If you're already on Sysomplero, you know what I'm talking about. But I want everybody to have that experience of recurring revenue that pays all of your living expenses. That is my goal for literally everyone that's watching this, everyone in my audience. Let's make that happen. All right, so share in the comments what your moments are, and then sign up for a Sysomplero trial if you don't have one so that we can get you to that recurring revenue moment. All right, that's it. Thank you very much. Bye.